She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Jenny?
I was at the mall earlier, and I was trying to shop for bras.
Did you get a bra?
Well, I asked a lady. I said, I want the same bra that I have on right now. And she said, pull your shirt off. So I pulled it up in the middle of the store.
Oh, that's what's up.
Because I ain't got no shame. And then I was like, can you look at the tags? I want the same exact style number. I want the same bra that I have on right now. I love this bra. So she's like, I can't read. Like, she's a little bit old, a little older.
Does she have glasses?
Yeah. She was like, I can't read the style number. I can't see it. So I said, let me go in the dressing room.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take this bra off. I'm going to check out this style number. I'm going to read it to you. Guess what?
What happened?
I couldn't read it either.
So the number and the style number is all gone.
Right.
Terrible.
So what can you do?
Did you get the bra?
I didn't get one. I'm going back around 8 o'clock tonight.
Nice.
I'm going to go bra shop.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid if I bring just this one good, great bra that I have,
uh-huh.
I love this bra.
It's going to pop.
To L.A., it's going to break the first day or something.
All right.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So Tory Lanez might have played himself on the gram a couple days ago. He was at a video shoot.
Mm.
And he had a couple video vixens with him. One was dark skin. One was light skin.
Okay.
And the director called for a timeout to switch the video vixens up in the scene.
Okay.
And Tory Lanez must have thought that he was being racist because he took the dark skin girl out the scene to replace with the light skin girl.
Mm.
And Tory Lanez was like, hold up. Hold up. We're not going to do that right here. We ain't going to disrespect the black women like that.
Right.
This light skin woman is beautiful. You can't be taking her out the scene like that.
Right.
And it was a whole scene and Tory Lanez was wrong.
Okay.
One of the girls on the video shoot, Jenny, said that wasn't the case.
Okay, so what happened?
She said that basically she knows the director.
Mm-hmm.
It was her time to be in the turn to be in the scene, and they were switching the girls. And Tory Lanez must have thought that was a whole light skin dark skin thing. And then he was like, "Nah, that's not happening." And the girl's like, "Nah, that's not the case. I wish it was true because this is a big situation in certain places, but
right.
This is not the case." And she's actually waiting for Tory Lanez's response right now.
Okay, can I tell you that I just heard that whole thing was a publicity stunt?
Was it?
That Tory Lanez put it out there that, supposedly.
He has new music coming out or something?
According to the girls on the set, they're saying that it didn't happen like that, just like you said.
Yeah.
But then he went on to publicize it.
Yeah, because he's in a video talking about we can't devalue the
right,
black
which
women
is a wonderful
and all kind
thing,
of stuff like that.
Which is a wonderful
true,
thing,
yes.
But some of the dancers are being like, yo.
Yeah, the girl, the light-skinned girl was like, this ain't true. I don't have her name in those. Yeah, but she's
right.
Like, that's not true, so.
So.
You know people front for the gram.
Yeah, everybody does.
Huh?
Not Bryce Sheer Gray, though. Who's that? Who's Bryce Sheer Gray? That's yes.
I don't know.
That's Hakeem on Empire.
Oh, yeah.
This guy right here, he was arrested on Thursday.
What'd he do, Jenny?
Driving in Chicago. Yo, you got to see his mugshot. I was worried about him. When I saw the mugshot, I was like, what's going on with Bryce Sheer Gray? What's happening with that guy? He was arrested in Chicago on Thursday when he was pulled over for a registration issue. The tags didn't match the car.
Oh, so he had fake plates on the car.
Right. Then they discovered that he was driving his 2014 Rolls Royce without a license or insurance.
Oh,
he was booked on a misdemeanor,
stunned.
Which is registration that was not authorized on the vehicle, and he was released. He was also cited for not having a license or insurance. Empire is in his last season.
Yeah, this is it for him.
Yeah. And Lee Daniels, he's basically now blaming the whole demise of Empire on Jussie Smollett.
Of course, Lee
and that
Daniels
whole
and
alleged attack
that.
That he allegedly staged.
Yeah, somebody got to take the fall for this.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson says he's not Khloe Kardashian's dad.
He lying.
I haven't felt like that was her dad forever.
Yeah, he lying.
So he went on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
He got 600,000 followers in 48 hours.
Oh, this is his first tweet and all that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
So he decided to clear up the rumors about him possibly being Khloe Kardashian's dad.
And this was on Father's Day, right?
He says, I want to stress never in any way, shape, or form have I have any interest in Chris romantically, talking about Chris Jenner,
yep.
Or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all these stories are just bogus and bad and tasteless.
If Kris Jenner was smart, they would do a paternity test.
And put it on Keeping Up With the Kardashians.
Dude,
I would watch
right
that episode. Yeah.
I wouldn't, but it'd be a lot of people watching it, though.
I would definitely watch
it.
Hot 3 at 3 countdown's coming up. We got tickets on the way for the Soul Freedom Music Fest.